Vikings. You're listening to Summer North on CBC Radio for all of Northern Ontario. If you're tuned in North Bay, you get us at 96.1 FM, in Kenora, 98.7 FM. My name's Gerald Graham. Ever so glad to have you with us this afternoon. You know, I'm sure a lot of us have fantasized about what it would feel like to win the Stanley Cup, you know, and then after you've won the Cup, to skate around the rink with the Stanley Cup hoisted over your head. But imagine never being quite good enough to win the Cup, but having to look after it in the off-season. That's kind of the setup to the debut novel from Toronto writer John Deegan. His first work of fiction, called The Uninvited, has earned him a nomination from Amazon.ca in the category of Best First-Time Canadian Novel. And John Deegan joins us now on the line. John, good afternoon.
Hey, Gerald. How you doing?
Good. First of all, congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
it was a nice surprise.
Yeah, what's that mean?
It means free food, I think. they're giving me a dinner on October the 4th, and then I get to sit around nervously with five other first-time novelists and pretend we're all happy for each other.
Yeah, I wonder if that means free goodies every time you stop into a Chapters or a bookstore now.
Oh, I haven't checked.
Yeah. Let's talk about the book. What inspired you to write a book about, not the Stanley Cup, but I guess what, the caretakers of the Stanley Cup?
Well, yeah, I mean, you were talking in the intro there about everybody's fantasy of skating around the rink with the Stanley Cup, and I don't know about you, but that is never going to happen to me. Growing up in Toronto, I was born in Toronto in 65, so I have technically celebrated a Stanley Cup win, but not since I was 2 years old. So really, most of us are not going to celebrate winning the Stanley Cup, and in a way, that's what the book is about. It's not entirely about hockey, but it's about wanting something very badly, and potentially not getting that thing, and then how you deal with that reality.
Well, without giving away, you know, if there's a surprise ending, or without giving away too much of it, John, can you give us a thumbnail sketch of the plot, of what it's about?
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, it's about hockey, and that should be clear to anyone who looks at the cover of the book and sees the naked woman, which is a joke. It's not really that much about hockey. It's more about people peripherally around the game of hockey. One of the main characters is a timekeeper at Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto. He makes a terrible timekeeping mistake and adds 2 seconds to a crucial game, which sort of changes the course of NHL history. That's the fictional part of the historical fiction in the book. And as a result, he loses his job as a timekeeper, but he becomes instead the keeper of the Stanley Cup. And we follow him around as he travels really around the world, because the Cup does travel around the world in this day and age of international superstars. And he dies on the job, and the man who takes over that job is a failed defenseman, a person who actually kind of had a shot at winning the Cup, was really quite good at what he did, and for one reason or another, didn't quite make it. And so it becomes his job to take the Cup around the world, and on pretty much his first trip overseas, he loses the Cup. And yeah, I won't give away the rest of it.
Did you talk to some of the real people that actually look after the Stanley Cup to get some background?
I thought about doing that, and then I resisted the impulse, because I really wanted it to come out of my brain. I didn't want to have to sort of depend on the actual history of the Cup. If you look into it, the Cup has had some pretty strange things happening to it. I just saw last night on the news some player who took it to his hometown and had a party, and one of the shots was a crying baby sitting in the actual cup of the Stanley Cup. There have been some pretty odd things sitting in the cup of that trophy, and so the things that I put it through in the novel were things that I made up. I didn't really want to talk to the people who knew the true stories.
So it's a book about hockey, but if you're not a hockey nut, it's also a book for you then, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, it's really about desire, and if you're Canadian, you can sort of relate to the central symbol of the Stanley Cup as being a thing to be desired. But there's lots of other characters in the book who desire lots of other things, from freedom from communism, a lost wife, revenge. There's lots of things to be desired in the world, and whether or not we get them, it's just sort of how it shakes out.
Now, you're going to be traveling to the north next week. What happens if people go out and see you? Are you going to do a little reading?
Yeah, I'll be at the Chapters in Sudbury. I'll be doing a reading and a signing there. I'll be up in Sault Ste. Marie. There's a great bookstore up there called Uppercase, and I'll be doing a reading and signing there. But most of the time I'll be in Chesalon, and there's a big party happening on the Sunday that I'm going to be there. There's a big sort of jazz thing happening, and a bunch of book clubs have come together, and I'll be doing a reading and signing for them as well.
John, thanks for your time today. Enjoy your time in the North, and we've got our fingers crossed for you for the nomination for Best Person
so
Novel. All right.
Appreciate it.
All righty.
Okay, Doug, goodbye.
Bye-bye. That's John Deegan. He is a Toronto writer and the author of The Uninvited Guest. We're going to find out October 4th if his book is the winner of this year's Amazon.ca Canadian First Novel Award. As John said, he's taking that book on the road. He'll be at Chapters in Sudbury Wednesday, August 15th. He's going to be in Thessalon, as he said, Sunday, but he's also going to be there Friday afternoon at the library, and then Friday night, the 17th, he's going to be at the Uppercase Bookstore in Sault Ste. Marie. 24 minutes past 4 o'clock. This is Summer North on CBC Radio for Northern Ontario. New CD out.